The singularity is the far end of the techno-utopian spectrum. You know, all that stuff that the various fundamentalist preachers have been saying about the rapture? Dress it up in science fiction drag and you've got the singularity. I mean, there are all these techno-geeks who are saying that event sometime real soon, I think it's what, 2045 it's supposed to happen? We're going to have super intelligent computers that will solve all the world's problems and upload our consciousness into robot bodies and we'll go zooming off into space. Okay, the supercomputers are Jesus. The immortal robot bodies are the glorified bodies of the elect. Space is heaven, so on, right down the thing. It's the rapture in science fiction drag. Okay, and if anybody tells you, the next time anybody comes to you with something like that, just look at them and say, dude, where's my jetpack?
One more question right there.
Fallen victim to a very simple logical fallacy. Okay, the fact that you can imagine a technology does not mean you can fund it, does not mean you have the resources to build it. Okay, you can imagine technologies. I can imagine this room full of purple dinosaurs. Does that mean I'm going to get them? No. What I've argued here is it's precisely this notion that we can have any technology we can imagine that loses. Okay, you needed to say something about it. It's not just, money is another example, of course. But the thing is, there's actually a lot of things that tend to explode exponentially when a society loses track of ecological reality, gets into a head trip, whether it's money, whether it's progress. Oswald Spengler used to say that the main cultural theme of our time was the notion of endless linear zooming outwards into emptiness. So we tend toward that whenever we lose track of the real world.
Do we have time for one more? 1 minute. Yes, you're there in the blue.
To Mr. Houseman, is there any nation state that has a decent technology policy that you could let us know about?
The question was whether there's any nation state that has a decent technology policy. During our research, the only thing I found that the Scandinavian countries have sort of democratic design, that basically they keep citizens' panels involved in the design of new technologies in some cases. That's the only thing I now know of. And I don't know how active that is right now. Of course, the Native American cultures, by using appropriate technologies, have also appropriate technology policy, if you want to call it that.
Okay, while I go out and strap on my jetpack, perhaps you'll join me in thanking our two brilliant speakers.